didn't take the whole number.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. Oh, my name is Kristen. May I please have your zip code so I can better assist you?
Hi, Kristen. My name is Chantel, and I'm with Capital One. We are on a third-party recorded line. I do have our mutual customer, Colleen Mass, on the line with us. And what we're doing, Kristen, is trying to figure out if you can just give us a little bit more information on the transaction that she was charged with this morning.
Okay, not a problem. Let me get some information, and I'll see what I can find for her, and we can figure out what's going on here. Let's see. Can you provide me with the zip code? I'm sorry.
Ms. Mass is online. She can go ahead and give you that information.
Okay.
Sure. 60439 is our zip code.
All right. Great. Let's see. And I'm sorry, the customer's name?
Colleen Mast, C-O-L-E-E-N-M-A-S-T.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, I think I've located an account. Let's see, while I'm waiting for that to pull up, if you would, for security purposes, could you please verify your shipping address?
Well, I have a mailing address of, I don't know, I might have put 5234 Tchotchke Street in Lamont, Illinois.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
I have a home address and then a mail office box, too.
Oh, okay. Let's see. All right, so let's take a look. Okay, so I did locate you, ma'am, and let's see here. This is done.
574 on July 16th, there's something that said pay for shipping only. That's July 16th, $575.74. And then this morning you sent me a bill for this free thing that was $574 for shipping for $56.95. So what is that for?
Okay. So yes, ma'am. All right. So looking over the account, I am seeing that on July the 14th that you had entered in the contest entry for a chance to win the KitchenAid mixer. Okay. And signing up for that sweepstakes entry, it does tell you that each month that you would be charged the membership fee, which is the charge of the $56.95. What that does is that gives you an entry, you know, each month for a chance to win the KitchenAid mixer.
So I don't want that. Can I cancel that immediately and take the charge off that you sent this morning?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Let's see here.
There's one of the things in there.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm showing that you would have received a $125 gift voucher for the discount shopping store to spend there each month as well. With that was included in the membership. Let's see. So what I am going to do, I will be glad to go ahead and get this canceled for you. Being that I do understand Capital One is on the line, I do have to confirm with them that there has not been a dispute filed on the charge.
No, it has not.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
You're just cleaning it up and nip it in the bud.
Okay. All right, so let me do this and... All right, so what I can do, ma'am, I'm not saying that you read the terms when signing up for that contest entry, but being that the order did process, I do know that they would have had to have been agreed to. What I can do on the $56.95 would be to offer a 50% refund.
I don't think that's fair. I think I should have the complete refund because it was somewhere hidden in there, and you know it. You know that's a trick. So I'd like the complete refund, please.
Okay. Let me place you on just a brief hold, and let me speak with my supervisor and see if there's authorization that I can get from her to get the charge removed. Give me just one moment, please. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for staying on.
Anytime, Ms. Mass. We're here for you.
I usually read all that stuff, and I didn't see that at all because I look for those kind of things, but must have missed it. Must have been like, click here for more details or something. Join anything for $56 a month, no matter how much discount credits they give me.
Okay. All right. So I'm sorry. All right. So I did speak to my supervisor, and what she is going to allow me to do, she is going to allow me to go ahead and get the charge refunded for you today. All right. So let me get that process.
It'll be that $5.74 from July 16th, and then you will erase the $56.95, right?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. So let me go ahead and get that process while I've got you on the line. Let me go back and close this out. Let's see here.
And then you'll remove my credit card number from all of your records.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is once I get everything processed and canceled out, I'm going to give you a confirmation number. What that does is that confirms that this account was canceled as well as refunded for you today. So we don't per se have your card number. It's what only thing I can see on this account is the last four digits of the card that you use. But this is going to be canceled to prevent anything further. Let me just make sure that process for you. And do keep in mind, it's probably not going to take long for your refund to reflect back, being that it was charged and refunded today. But we do just want to, you know, make sure that you are aware that normal processing is 3 to 5 business days. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I'm just waiting for that to finish processing, and I'll have that confirmation number ready for you. All right. So that has been taken care of, and I have that confirmation number when you are ready, ma'am.
I'm ready.
Okay. It's going to be R as in refund. 261-055-540.
261-055-540.
No, just 540.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Not a problem. Was there anything else I could help you with today, ma'am?
No, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Kristen.
You're welcome. Not a problem. And thank you for calling customer support. Have a nice day.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Capital One, for being on.